السلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So today we're going to look at Juz 5. And I'll start off with the bookshelf, where we have 30 ajza in 114 surah. There are 30 shelves on this bookshelf. We've sort of tried to make it easy, so when you look at it, it sort of comes to life. The little knickknacks on each of the shelves as well, which highlights one or two of the ayat in that particular juz. Just a little bit of a recap. There's 30 ajza. Quran was divided into 30 equal parts. It's easy to finish in a month. But in essence, when it was revealed and put together by the Prophet, he put it together as chapters or surah and sur, 114 surah. 6,236 ayat means that if you were to memorize 3 ayat a day, you would be able to finish the Quran in approximately 6 years. It's actually 5 years, 10 months, and 13 days. Today we're going to focus on the fifth juz, which is ayah 24 to 147 of Surah An-Nisa, and that's about 123 ayat. The reason why we journal it is so that we can engage with the Quran, we can connect to the Quran. And if you were to, there's little Isa Ali journaling his Quran, and if you were to expand that a little bit, you'll see he's actually drawing the tree of immortality of Prophet Adam. It's actually beautiful, it's amazing, and I'm sure he'll never ever forget it. If he can do it, all of us can do it. Before we start journaling, or before we even touch the Quran, before we get to the Quran, it is good, it's not wajib, but it's good to do wudu. To try and recite in Arabic. If you cannot recite in Arabic, try, learn it. It's easy. Ask protection from shaitan by reciting A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Always enter in his name, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Pronounce the Declaration of Independence, which is La ilaha illallah, and then the Dua of the Prophet, which in essence says, I want to fall in love with this book. I want to love this book. In other words, I want to love Allah through his book. The author is professing his love in the Quran. We as readers are seeking this love. And this dua puts it together. Walzam qalbi hifdha kitabika kama allamtani. Make me commit my heart to your book as you have taught me. So Juz 5, like I said, is 123 ayat of Surah An-Nisa. So in the shelf, we've got Surah An-Nisa. And then we've got a cushion. And the reason why it's green is because the cushions in Jannah are green. You know, green is a color of Jannah. But anyway, when we come to Ayah 69, we'll see why we've said that. All of us know the word Rafiki, possibly from Lion King. And Rafiq is a friend. Now, when we get to the Ayah, we'll understand what it's about. But I'm sure once you've done the Ayah, you'll never ever forget that. And we all want to be a Rafiq. So Surah An-Nisa, in essence, we went over the key concepts of Surah An-Nisa. But in essence, these were social ethics in an Islamic society. And what was difficult to form this cohesion, to make sure this society was healthy, was enlivened, was right, was hypocrisy. So that was the greatest malady in that society. So we're going to start off with three ayat, 26, 27 and 28. So Surah An-Nisa 26, 27 and 28, and they go hand in hand. I'm going to show them to you in my Quran first, so you know where they are. So that's 1, 2 and 3. So I've put 1, 2, 3. And each starts with Yuridullah. Wallahu yuridu. Yuridullah. Yurid means desires or wants. So these three ayat tell us what does Allah want. And you can see I've written here, what does Allah want. Now let's look at each one and then you can highlight them in your Quran as I have done or in the way that makes it easier for you. Yuridullahu. Allah wants. لِيُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ that he clarifies for you, وَيَهَدِيَكُمْ and that he guides you, سُنَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ through the ways of people before you. Now in Surah Al-Fatiha, when you say اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ the answer is صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ follow the path of those whom we have already blessed, those who have already qualified. And this is actually an ayah that's saying that's what we want to do. Look at their lives. Look at how they were successful and follow them. So Allah wants to be able. If anybody were to ask, what does your God want? He wants to guide us through the ways of people before us to be able to reach our full potential. What else does he want? By the way, it's still in this ayah. He says, وَيَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ he wants to accept your tawbah. But then he makes a differentiation here. He says, Wallahu yuridu an yatuba alaykum. Again, He emphasizes that. Twice he says he wants to be able to accept our tawbah. But he says, وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ, but those who follow their desires, أَنْ تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا أَذِيمًا, they want to move you far away from Allah. They want to deviate you far away. So he's making comparison. He says, this is why your tawbah is not accepted, because you're following those who are trying to deviate you away. They're trying to change things and say, well, you know what, this is how it should be according to us. The third thing Allah wants, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ, He wants to make your burdens light. He wants to make life easy for you. He wants you to have freedom. But وَخُلِكَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا, the human being is weak. He follows those who follow their temptations. So this is how I've highlighted it. I've put يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ in green. The only bit I've put in brown is the bit where the people who follow their temptations want to put me away. So what does Allah want? I put 1:1:1:7. He wants to accept my tawbah, he wants to clarify and guide, and finally he wishes to remove our burdens, he wants to give us freedom. So that's the first three ayat that we are looking at. We're now going to look at ayah 32, okay? So if you can, and here you can highlight the whole ayah if you want. If you look at ayah 32 in my Quran, I've highlighted the whole ayah here. And let's look at what this ayah says. Okay, he says, "Wala tatamannaw ma faddala Allahu bihi ba'dhukum 'ala ba'd." Don't compare yourself to others. We're all different. Don't wish. Tatamannaw is wish. Don't wish for something that you think somebody's got that's better than yours. Don't do that. You may think it's better, but don't compare. Everybody is different. And then the ayah that says the Sakina tells Imam Hussein on the day of Ashura, لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبُ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا, men will earn what they have, whatever they have strived for, whatever they will benefit from what they've earned for. وَلِلْنِسَاءِ نَصِيبُ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَا, and women will have the benefit of what they've earned. And here it's talking about good deeds. It's talking about that which is connected to the dunya and akhirah. And then he says, if you're asking Allah, وَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ, ask him from his fadl, from his extra, from his grace. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا, and Allah has knowledge over everything. This is literally, when we want something that somebody else has, it's the antithesis of shukr. If we want to covet, if we want to compete with anybody, it's only with good deeds. So I'll go back to my Quran and I'll show you how I've highlighted it. So you can see I've highlighted it here. You gotta have a sense of proportion in good and bad deeds. We're all different. It's the antithesis of shukr, and literally it's how I spend my time. How do I do it? What do I do to earn my time in the dunya and the akhirah? Okay. The next ayah is 434. So, oh my goodness. And through this ayah, my goodness, people get abused big time. This one, 434. Right, I've put here three stages. I've put men are responsible for looking after women. Now let's go through each part. I'm going to go through the first part first, which you will find on the screen. Ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'alan-nisa, men are the maintainers, they are the protectors, they are financially responsible for women. Bima faddala Allahu ba'dhum 'ala ba'd, and Allah gives everybody, and that's why I went to the ayah before that. He gives everybody different things, different aspects of them. Women are different from men. Men may holler a bit loudly. Women are more subtle, but subtlety is far more effective. There's so many things. I'm not putting one down over the other. All I'm saying is we're different. Okay. Now he says, one thing of why they are protectors of women is because bima anfaqu min amwalihim, they have a financial responsibility over women. Now let's have a look at the whole ayah. Okay. Wa bima anfaqu min amwalihim. Now he's talking about women. And he says, fasalihati, women who are righteous. When I say salihat, they're attached to Allah. Qanitatun, they are totally committed to Allah. Hafidhatun, they guard. What do they guard? Bil ghayb, they guard in the unseen. That means they're well aware that Allah is around. Bima hafidha Allah. Okay, as Allah has guarded. Now, this is where for centuries on end, women are abused because of this ayah. And I've written down here, in the shade of this ayah, women are abused. Now let's see what this ayah says. And I need you to stay with me while we go over it. So he says, فَخَافُونَ وَلَّاتِ وَخَافُونَ. If you are scared, نُشُوزَهُنَّ, that a woman will become out of control. And this time I'm just going to look at women's side. So mentally, she's just lost it. For whatever reason. He gives a three-stage process of how to deal with it. He tells a man, first of all, the first thing that will happen is fa'idhuhunna. You will counsel them. You will talk to them. You will explain to them. We'll look at it from both sides of a relationship. The first thing you do is chat. You talk it out. Then he says, وَحْجُرُهُنَّ فِي الْمَذَاجِئِ. The second stage is, وَحْجُرُهُنَّ فِي الْمَذَاجِئِ actually means lying on the side of the bed alone. Okay, so maybe separating yourself from her will allow her to rethink. It will sort of, she will think, oh my goodness, what's happening here? وَضْرِبُوهُنَّ, oh my goodness, and this is something that people just think it's about beating. ضَرَبَ, Quran says ضَرَبَ is metaphorical. It's not a physical beating. It's actually saying, strike them with an example. Make them wake up. Give them a wake-up call. What are they doing? فَإِنَّا أَتَأْنَكُمْ فَلَا تَبْغُوا عَلَيْهِنَّ سَبِيلًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيًّا كَبِيرًا. And maybe Allah will seek a way against this because He's high and He's great. The reason for this verse is that the most important organization in the world is a family. Family management. And He says, I have decided this. I'm telling you what to do. So, if you find one party in a relationship is going nuts, absolutely nuts, the first thing is to be able to fight the one. First stage, talk to them. Second stage, separate beds or lying on the side of the bed so that they may rethink. And the third is Dharaba, metaphorical. You know, in Yasin, it says Dharaba Allahu Mathalan and gives you an example of the city, of the people of Antioch. In the same way, give an example that will make a difference to them. It is in no way saying that there is abuse that is allowed towards women. Let's look at the next ayah. Now the next ayah is ayah 40, and that's no injustice. Okay, and it's all in line with the same thing. You cannot do injustice to any human being. Inna Allaha la yudlimu mithqala dharratin. So you can see I've underlined the whole ayah in green. Allah does not do injustice even to the weight of an atom. وَإِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَعِفْهَا. Even if you do a minuscule good deed, look what He does. He multiplies it. وَيُعْطِي مِن لَّدُنْهُ أَجْرًا أَزِيمًا. He gives you a greater reward. يُضَعِفْهَا, multiplies it so much for the tiniest of deeds. What an awesome Rabb. Right, next ayah. Again, 449. I love this. Absolutely love it. So the reason why you see dates there, if you look at, I put my visualizer on. If you look at this, this is fatila. Fatila is the hair from a date stone. So what does he say? He says, "Alam tara ladina yudakuna anfusahum." Have you seen those who consider themselves pure, who consider themselves self-right? They're self-righteous. وَلِلَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَى. It is only Allah who purifies. And you and I know, Surah 33, Ayah 33. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. It is only Allah who purifies. It is with His permission. So He says, those who are self-righteous, who consider themselves self-righteous, they're not the ones who are pure. It's only those that Allah has made or He has chosen to be pure. And then again, justice. وَلَا يُذْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. He will never wrong anyone, even by the hair of a date seed. Next one, again a date. Then He says, أَمْ لَهُمْ نَسِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُلْكِ. This is Ayah 53. Do they have a share of the kingdom? فَإِذَا لَا يُعْطُونَ النَّاسَ نَكِيرًا. If they had, they wouldn't share anything. And he said they wouldn't even share. Nakir is a speck in the bump of a date seed. Let's go back to my Quran. So if you look down here, 53. I've highlighted nathira. It's a speck that fits in the dent of the seed. So they wouldn't even give that much that fits in the dent of a date seed. Can you imagine? And it tells us, do I share? Do you share? And that's what it's really talking about. Next ayah is 59. Now here, it's a dispute in judgment. So I'm going to go to 59. And you can see, I've just highlighted, it's all about governance. I've put Ya'ayu al-Ladina Amanu. And it's executive and legislative judicial justice. Now let's see what happens. So he says, O you who believe, Ati'u Allah wa Ati'u Rasul, obey Allah and the Messenger, and those in authority from them, O lil amri minkum. Then he says, فَإِن تَمَازَعْتُمْ, if you quarrel, if you have a problem, فِي شَيْن, about anything, فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ, refer back to Allah and His Messenger, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, if you believe in Allah and the last day, ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا, that is better and very good, that is best for you. Now what happened? Let me go to history. This verse was revealed when the Prophet arrived in Makkah. So it's Fateh Makkah, they've won. Okay. So the Prophet calls Uthman ibn Talha. Uthman ibn Talha was the key holder of the Kaaba. And the Prophet took the key of the Kaaba so he could clean out the idols from the Kaaba. And after that, the Prophet's uncle said, can I be the person who looks after the keys now? I'm a believer. I believe in you and I believe in Allah and I would like to do that. And the rank of key holding of the Kaaba was a very distinguished and honorable rank amongst the Arabs. But after finishing clearing out the Kaaba, the Prophet closed the door of the house and he delivered the key back to Uthman ibn Talha and he recited this ayah. So basically it's saying that the justice that Allah and His Prophet will do is nobody else will do that sort of justice. So you could highlight that and maybe put the story there, maybe you could put a key. So for example, in my eye, and I'm trying to do this in real time, if we look at it here, I would probably put the Kaaba right there. And I would put a key. And it would remind me of that story of Uthman ibn Talha, and it would tell me this is what justice looks like. So now we're going to go to ayah 69. Oh my goodness, and I told you I love this, I absolutely love it. So first I'll show it to you in my Quran. So in my Quran, as you can see, I have put Rafika as a cushion. Can you see that? But first you got to look at ayah 68, where Allah says, وَلَحَدَيْنَاهُمْ سِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. 10 times a day, you and I say, Ihdina siratul mustaqim. So you got to look at Suratul Nisa, ayah 67 first. Because it says, these are the people we have guided to siratul mustaqim. So you and I want to know who these people are. So let's go back to the ayah. It's really important. This connects us. وَمَنْ يُطِي اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُ. The first thing is, they always obey Allah through His Messenger. He says, وَمَنْ يُطِي اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُ. And His Messenger. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Remember we said? When the answer was, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. These are the ones on whom we have bestowed favor. So who are they? Four groups. Nabiyeen, the prophets. Siddiqeen, those who are perpetually truthful. Sadiq is truthful. Siddiqeen, perpetually truthful. Washuhada, those who have given up their lives for Allah. And that's why we pay so much importance on Ashura, on Hussein ibn Ali, on Abu Abdullah. Was salihin, those who are righteous. And then he says, wahasuna ulaika rafika, they're so awesome. And all of them, their trait is, they follow Allah and their Messenger, they obey Allah and their Messenger, but they are rafika. Okay, we all know Rafiki. And we know Rafiki from Lion King. Okay. Why does he use rafika? Mirfak is a cushion. The reason why we made a green cushion is because the cushions in Jannah are green. So mirfaq, a cushion is something that you get comfort from. You lean on them, you relax on them. They are a source of tranquility. So Allah is saying, those whom I have blessed, the Nabiyeen, the Siddiqeen, the Shahada and the Salihin, they are a source of comfort. So to you and me, we're told, am I someone who is a source of comfort to someone? Am I a true Rafiki? Am I a true Rafika? And that, in essence, is what this ayah is about. So if you look at mine, I've highlighted it. an'am Allahu alayhim, I put Nabiyeen, Siddiqeen, Shahada and Salihin, and then Rafiqa, I've put that really big. And here I've written down Rafiq from Mirfaq, a pillow or a cushion, something to lean on, relax, and a source of comfort. Right, next ayah. And this is ayah 78. And this is about death, okay? So he says, Aynama takunu, wherever you are, yudrikumul maut. Now, I've highlighted in my Quran, or I've circled, yudrik, if you look here, yudrik. Yudrik comes from daraka. Daraka means to go downstairs. It actually means it creeps upon you. Wherever you are, he says, it will creep, death will creep upon you. Kuntum walau kuntum fi burujim mushayyada. Even if you are in Dubai, you have the buruj, as they call it. Buruj is high, something that's really tall, that when you look up at it, your cap falls off. Burj Khalifa, whatever they call it. So buruj is this high thing. Even if you're in this high tower, mushayyada is impenetrable. Death will find you. And then he says, وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ حَسَنَةٌ يَكُولُ هَذِهِ مِنْ إِنْدِ اللَّهِ. If a benefit comes to them, they say this is from Allah. وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ. But when a misfortune comes, يَكُولُ هَذِهِ مِنْ إِنْدِ اللَّهِ. He's telling you. And when misfortune befalls them, they say, this is from you. They're telling the Prophet, this is from you. But he's saying, كُلٌّ مِنْ إِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Everything is with Allah. What is wrong with this people? What is wrong with these people? Do they not understand? So they were blaming the Prophet. If anything wrong, they said, it is because you are amongst us. Although Allah says in 388, he says that it is because he's amongst you that you are not being punished. So if you look at my Quran, I've put there. And death is part of a divine plan. It's not a musibah. It is part of the whole plan. Okay? So I've put it down there. Okay? Ma asaba min musibatin. That is ayah 79. Alright. Let's go. We've already done this. So we're going to look at 82 now. So ayah 82 talks about tadabbur. Afala yatadabbarun al-Qur'an. Why do you not ponder on the Quran? Yatadabbaru comes from dubur. Dubur means back. So yatadabbar means a 360 look, back and front. Why do you not do a 360 view of the Quran? Walau kana min indi ghayrillah. If it was from other than Allah, you would have found lawajadu fihi ikhtilafan kathira. You would find in it so many differences. So I've highlighted it here. Falai tadabbarun al-Quran, and at the side I have written tadabbur, and then I've written here real reason they haven't pondered over the Quran. Okay, so the real reason they don't ponder over the Quran is because they're scared they will find the truth in it. All right, let's go back. Let's go to the next ayah. Sorry, okay. We're now going to look at salam. So if you go to ayah 86 in your Qurans, it's down there. Can you see that? There you go. So here Allah says, وَإِذَا حَيَّيْتُمْ, and when you are greeted, بِتَحِيَّةٍ, with a greeting. So if you're greeted with a greeting, he says, greet with a better greeting than it or return. So he's telling me, when I'm greeted with a greeting, then I must greet for hayyu bi ahsani minha warudduha, better than what it is. Inna Allaha kana ala kulli shay'in hasiba, and Allah takes account of everything. So the Prophet said, here we go. He said, do not start anything. Do not respond to anyone who doesn't start speaking without salah. Allah likes a salam to be audible. Remember, to do salam is mustahab, the jawab is wajib. But if you say salamun alaykum, 10 good deeds. If you say salamun alaykum wa rahmatullah, 20 good deeds. Salamun alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, 30 good deeds. And when this pandemic is over, then to shake hands, my God, it takes off all the burdens of the other person. When you hug someone, then sins fall off like those in autumn. So salam is something just amazing. something else. To be the first to do salam is really, really something people strive for. So the Prophet used to strive for that. The companions one day hid in an alleyway, and they hid in the little doorways, and they said, "We're going to be the first to say salam." And the Prophet came to the alleyway and he said, "All of you in the alleyway, salam to all of you." So you can imagine the goodness or the greatness of being able to say salam. So what is salam? Salam in essence is peace. That is in sign language. You're saying peace upon you. So you're actually saying Allah's divine peace upon you. And after that you're saying everything's gone. Whatever I had feelings in the back, gone. I start again with you, with peace. We are Muslims because the word comes from the word salama, which is peace. We are at peace with divinity. The only way you can be peace with someone is if we are able to follow and obey them. In the Quran, salam is used about 140 times. And we all know about salam at the end of our salah. Every salah, we say, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Taslim is a phenomenal part of our lives. So again, back to my Quran. And you can see I've highlighted it and put salam in the corner. Let's go to the next ayah, and that's ayah 100. Okay, so if I show you in my Quran, and this is about hijrah, and you can see I've written hijrah and I've highlighted it in green. So let's talk about it. So he says, وَمَنْ يُحَاجِرْ فِي سَبِيلَ اللَّهِ, whoever migrates in the way of Allah, يَجِدْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُرَاغَمًا, he will find so many places of refuge in the earth. Muraghaman kathira, kathiran wasa'a, and he will find lots of resources because he migrated, he did hijrah in the way of Allah. So if I lived somewhere where I cannot be attached to Allah, where I cannot be someone who can associate myself with the Quran, who can be a Muslim, then to move somewhere else is what hijrah is all about. And he says, whoever does this, whoever goes from his house, migrating to Allah and His Messenger, whoever does hijrah, and then death overtakes him. Thumma yudrikhu al-mautu, faqad waqa'a ajruhu 'ala Allahi wa kana Allahu ghafuran rahima. He will find his reward with Allah, and Allah is forgiving and merciful. Historically, it was about those who moved from Makkah to Medina. Raghm is the earth. Raghima is land that is acquired after a struggle where you fight and dust rises. That's why it says Muraghama. So when we do that, you know, Medina became a home to the Muslims. And this is actually saying for any of us, when we do a paradigm shift, hijrah does not only moving a place, but also a paradigm shift in our heads. It will give us the reward that we so desire. So if I go back to my Quran and you will see ayah 100, I have highlighted it. We'll now go on the next ayah, which is ayah 110. And ayah 110 is about sins and forgiveness. He says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا, whoever does a su'. A su' comes from saw. Saw is a rotting corpse, something you don't even want to see. Whoever does that sort of an act, أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ, or who's done something wrong, acts unjustly to himself, who's done inherently a wrong deed. ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ, and then he asks for forgiveness. يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا, I love it. He will find Allah forgiving and merciful. The onus on us is only to ask for forgiveness. So if you look there, I've highlighted it in green and I've put sins there. But I've also highlighted ayah 111 in brown. وَمَنْ يَكْسِبْ, whoever commits ithman, a sin. Ithm is like a tail that follows you. You know what he does? فَإِنَّمَا, he only does it, عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ, he only commits it against his own soul. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا, and Allah is knowing and Allah is wise. Let's go back to it. وَمَنْ يَكْسِبْ إِثْمًا, if you do an ithm, عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا, he is knowing and he is wise. Right, let's look at the next ayah. Next ayah is about charity. It's about secrets, not charity. And I've highlighted that in my Quran. I've put secrets down there. And I've put this in brown. La khayran fi kathirin min najwahum. So what does it say? He says, that secret plans, there is no good in secret meetings, in secret plans, no good at all. So you know when you have, let's say a madrasa meeting, I'm involved in workshops, so we have a workshop meeting. So you have a meeting once a year, once a term, when you discuss everything you're going to do in that term. And everybody has an opportunity to speak. Everybody can say that what they want. But sometimes we find people don't speak when they're supposed to. And then they go in the car park and they have these tiny little meetings, these are najwa. Or when you chit-chat to each other about something, and it's a secret. And he says there is no good in that secret, except for three things. Number one, إِلَّا مَنْ أَمَرَ بِصَدَقَةٍ, unless you want to do charity, and you're having a secret meeting about that. أَوْ مَعْرُوفٍ, and you know we talked about أَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, or you're doing something inherently good, something that you want to do, an act of kindness, an act of good deeds that you want to do. أَوْ إِصْلَاحٍ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, or you want to reconcile people. Those are the only places where secret meetings are allowed. So you can see I put that in brown, and then I've highlighted these three things in three, so I know what secrets are there, and I've written their plans in secret. The only thing that is good is sadaqah, good deeds, and reconciliation of people. All right, next ayah, 424. Let's go there. And that's gender equality, okay? So all I've done here is highlight the ayah, put gender equality, and highlight it in green. And basically it says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, whoever does good deeds, whether you are male or female, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا. And you remember Nakir. Nakir is that little bit of that date seed, do you remember? He says he will not do even a tiny bit of injustice. So there's no such thing as somebody gets more because they're of a different gender. Then ayah 135. Now this ayah is central to justice in the Quran. It's probably the central ayah of justice in the Quran. If you look at my Quran, I've put kist and justice, and I've put the central ayah of justice. I've highlighted kist in green. I've actually covered it there, and I'd like to talk about it a little bit so we understand it. It says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina aman, O you who believe, kunu qawwamuna bil kist. You have to maintain justice. You have to be the maintainers of justice. That's what he's telling you and me here. Shuhada'a lillahi, bearers of witnesses for Allah's sake. Even walau ala anfusikum, even if it's against yourself. Awil walidain, even if it's against your parents. Wal akrabin, or your close people. Or in yakun ghaniyan aw fakir, even if it is the rich or the poor. You know, when we do injustice, it is either because we're favoring someone. We're favoring someone because we like them. Or we're not favoring them. We're against them because we don't like them. So he says, no favoritism here. You have to be just. Whether they're rich or poor, so you're not going to see what they have. You can't do that. فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَى بِهِمَا, because Allah is over, above all that. And then he says, فَلَا تَتَّبِيُوا الْحَوَىٰ, do not follow your inclinations, that you like somebody or you don't like somebody, and تَعْدِلُوا, that you may be deviated. وَإِنْ تَلْوُوا أَوْ تُعْرِضُوا. Now these are two words that I've highlighted in here, if you look here. وَإِنْ تَلْوُوا أَوْ تُعْرِضُوا. تَلْوُوا is when you twist your words or you manipulate your words because you're favoring someone. Or not favoring them because you dislike them. Ta'aridu is you refrain from being just. He said, if you do that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا, just know that Allah is aware of what you do. So to me, this is the central ayah of justice, and that's why I've put down there central ayah of justice. Right, next one. It's 444. Oh my goodness, I love this ayah too. So let's go to it. There you go. 444, I've put protective friends, and I've highlighted Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, and I've put a little post-it note here which I will read out to you so you can see it. This is, oh you who believe, La tattakhidhu al-kafirina awliya min duni al-mu'minin. Do not take those who cover up the truth as your protective friends, min duni al-mu'minin, apart from the mu'minin. And you remember, we talked about bitana friends, and I've put there 3118, bitana friends is a cross-reference, okay? So, don't take them as protective friends. Aturiduna an taj'alu lillahi alaykum sultana mubina. Do you really wish to give them, when you make them your protective friends, they will become a proof against you. It's an admonition. So Who is a friend? This is what the Prophet said. He said, a protective friend, a friend is one, is when you see them, they remind you of Allah. Number two, when you talk to them, they increase your knowledge. Number three, their deeds remind you of the dunya and the akhirah, and you want to do that too. Remember, he said, when you see the gardens of Jannah open, go quickly towards them. And the companions said, where do we go? He said, to a friend. And Imam Ali says, the most unfortunate is not the one who doesn't have a friend, is the one who had a friend and then lost them. You know, you got to be a friend. It's always saying, am I that sort of a friend? Am I someone who, when somebody comes face to face to me, they can see themselves? I always quote this from the Indian song, Tujhme Rab Dikhta Hai. You got to be a friend in whom you see divinity, in whom they see divinity. So it's not about looking out, it's about looking in. Am I the sort of friend that when somebody looks at me, they see divinity in me? So that in essence takes us through to the end of this juz. And inshallah, we will look at the next juz tomorrow. So, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ